Hello. Oh, I'm so glad you answered. I've been trying to get you for such a long time. You may not remember me, but we met through a mutual friend of yours and mine. The reason I'm calling is to see if you'd like to go out tonight. Oh, I assure you it's perfectly all right. Yes, I know you're engaged to Jim. But what he doesn't know won't hurt him. I'm a man of great wealth, you know, capable of taking you places you should go. There are several big deals I'm about to close, and one of them could include you, if you're on your toes. Tomorrow, your best friend is signing a contract that you hoped would go to you, right? Well, I can still swing that contract your way, but there's lots to do tonight. Oh, your mother's very ill in the hospital, and you're expected to visit. How sweet. But in all fairness to you, that's not as important as your career, is it? That's why I admire you, though. You're so good you try to do everything you should. But, my dear, sometimes in life you can be so good that you're no good. You need an advisor, someone strong. You need help. Poor darling, you're so sympathetic. You never think of yourself. I knew if we ever communicated, you'd say yes. You'll be wearing a black dress? Great. 8:30. And please, don't be late. I'll meet you in the dining room of the Millionaires Club. It's on the lower level. If you don't recognize me, just ask the maitre d' for the devil.
The devil?
Ha, 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 ha